City tarmac of University Avenue, we return to your radio road hazard, the Mishki broadcast, transmitting live from the city of St. Paul, courtesy of the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP. Welcome back, hour two of the Mishki broadcast here. I'm Derek Larson. I'm filling in for T.D. Mishki, who is off for the Christmas/New Year's break. He'll be back on Tuesday, January 3rd, but you won't want to look for him at this time, because at this time you'll be hearing, what's his name again? Hannity?
Yep, Hannity will be 10 to midnight.
Hannity, and I hear he's a little bit different from Mishki's sort of show. So we'll have Hannity airing at this time, starting next week, I believe, and on Tuesday, January 3rd, we'll have T.D. Mishki from 5:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. He's moving to drive time. Tonight, I'm just going over a little bit of Mishki's history over the past 12 years. He's been on nighttime since, I believe, January 3rd of 1994. And oddly enough, exactly 12 years later, or would it be 13? I'm not too good with my math. He'll be going back to drive time. He used to work drive time, I believe, with Don Vogel back in the early 90s. So he's making a return back to the earlier hours. But the very interesting call in Mishki's career was just, I believe it was a year ago, or a little less than a year ago. It might have been January or February of last year. Tom was just sitting here in this very studio doing his radio show. And all of a sudden he got a call out of the blue from the mayor of Minneapolis, R.T. Rybak. And it appears R.T. Rybak had gotten an email that Mishki was talking about him on the air, and Mishki hadn't said a word about him. And what followed was a very odd conversation, one of the strangest things, I think, that has ever happened on the Mishki broadcast. So we'll take a listen to that right now.
Chair! Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Hi, this is Brian.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Well, there's two people on. What's your name?
Well, my name's R.T. Rybak. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Mishki.
Well, hey, Mishki, where are you?
Good, good. R.T., good to hear from you.
Well, you know, somebody just said you mentioned me on air.
I don't think I did, actually.
Strange. Huh. I got an email from somebody saying you'd mentioned me on air, so I gave you a call. Well, it's nice to talk to you anyways.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I don't think I've ever met you.
I don't think so. I've heard some things about you, but I haven't talked too much. So, well, that was strange. You having a good night?
I am, huh? Are you having a good term in office?
I'm having a great time.
Well, what are your biggest successes and worst failures, R.T.?
Boy, well, biggest successes, let's see. I would say that probably the biggest successes are that a whole lot of housing units have been built and all sorts of other things. But I, frankly, haven't thought that much about it.
Oh, the hell you haven't. You constantly are asking yourself, what am I doing to serve my city? What am I doing to improve things? You must say to yourself on a weekly basis, well, at least I've done such and such, so and so. Don't tell me you don't think about it. You're in a position where you have to, because pretty soon you got to run again. You have to be able to tell people what you're doing.
No, I think about it all the time. But,
so what are your big successes? Because I'll tell you, the rumor on this side of the river is in Minneapolis, because they don't have a strong mayor system, you don't get to brag about as many successes as a mayor does on the east side of the river, where they have a strong mayor system.
Well, you really want to talk about it?
Let's talk turkey here.
This is great. I was going to have this nice, calm talk.
No,
here.
No.
So good to talk to you. Well, let's see. What have we done here? We have built a couple thousand affordable housing units. We've created about 4,500 jobs. That's a good thing. But at the same time, the housing values have gone up in every single part of the city. And that's a wonderful thing, except for one big problem. When the housing values go up, it winds up meaning that while people have a lot more money in their pocket once they retire, they don't have that at the time they have to pay their property taxes. So we have to figure that out. And the challenge with all that now, all over the state, is everybody's property tax is going up. because the state formula has changed to put more of the burden on homes. Those are a few of the things that have happened.
What's the crime situation like in Minneapolis these days? Are we a long way from the old Murderapolis days?
We're a long, long way.
How many people were murdered last year in your city?
29.
Oh, you are a long way. That's getting into darn near Butte, Montana numbers there. That's pretty good. 29 is, boy, St. Paul might have beat that.
I'm sorry, 29 was, the main challenge we have is in the 4th precinct in North Minneapolis, and that's what we have.
I thought you meant citywide. I was going to say that's pretty impressive.
The biggest rise we had was in that precinct. The rest of the city, it's going down, but that's where the real challenge is. But anyways, it is great talking to you, and I hope
don't get away just so quickly. Don't worry. There's nobody listening right now.
I'm having a nice Saturday night, but it's good talking to you.
Let me ask you. No. You called me. The least you can do is hear me out. Now, what about the police department? How are things there?
It's doing actually really well. Chief McManus has been one of the things that I didn't really realize how good he'd be at is putting some real good people in position. So
I got to agree with you. I think you got a great chief there. I think he's a wonderful man, and I must say that things are looking up for Minneapolis with that guy in charge. But let's face it, you guys have to figure out how to get that same sort of community cooperation with the police department that we have on this side of the river.
St. Paul's actually always had a real good...
Why is that? Have you ever asked yourself why that is?
Yeah, in fact, I did. I used to be a police reporter back in the late 70s and early 80s, and I've been asking myself since then. But I must say that over the past year, that's something that the chiefs worked on a lot, and it's something I spent a lot of time on early on. I went out, I took the heat, and you hear a lot when people are out in communities. And one of the things was... there was a pretty big racial divide on it. Chief and I both have spent a lot of time out there. He's made it a real point that whenever there's a big incident, he's on the phone. He's talking. People know they can get to him. Whether they're happy or not, they can get to him. They can get to me. And
I like that deal he does where he shows up at different places and sets up his office.
Yeah, that is a good idea. And it's I think one of the things about it is that people just can walk in the corner store and there's a police chief.
That's right. That's a good thing. What's the mayor doing
later.
A Friday night? What are you doing tonight?
Well, normally I, kind of relaxed tonight. We went to the Marcy play and then I picked up my daughter from her friends. And then we sat down to watch a movie and a friend sent me an email and said, hey, they just talked about you on KS95. So.
Oh, sir, KS95. This is KSTP AM.
I know that, and that dawned on me a couple of minutes ago, but it's always good talking to you.
Always good? This is the first time you've spoken with me.
Well, let's set it up sometime. We'll
okay,
do it again.
Okay,
good
take
night.
Care. Good night. He all of a sudden realized, what the hell am I doing on the air with this Yahoo? Did you notice it? He all of a sudden couldn't get away fast enough. He said, oh, my God, what have I done? That was one of the truly bizarre moments in the history of my radio career. I'm SKRT Ryback. Heard you were talking about me. No? Good to talk to you anyway, sir. In the history of this radio program, have you ever heard anyone trying to get off the air faster than Mayor RT Ryback?
I can't say that I have.
You wonder what little light went on in his head that all of a sudden...
That was priceless.
There was just all of a sudden this morning. He was doing fine, and then all of a sudden in the back of his brain, something just... Uh-oh. What show am I on?
Honey!
What?
Honey! Get the hell out of here!
Do you think it may have had anything to do with the fact that you... Well, quite frequently mentioned how nice things are on the other side of the river. And thank you for doing so.
He's terribly concerned about that comparison that happened years ago between, what was it, Norm Coleman and Sharon Sales Belton.
Yep.
During those years, Sharon Sales Belton must have wanted to call the Thunheim Public Relations Agency and ask, see, how do I get that bastard's press? I don't know that Kelly's out doing Ryback, but I think he all of a sudden realized it's that St. Paul guy. Why am I even on his program?
That St. Paul guy.
And you have to ask yourself this question. You're checking your emails on a Friday night, and someone says you've been mentioned on a radio station, and you call to be on the air. Hi, I heard I was being talked about. Well, what's that about?
My name
was mentioned. Hello.
I can't answer that question.
Hi, couldn't help but overhear that I might have been mentioned. Hi, what can I do for you? No, we didn't. We'll call you when we want you. Oh, righty, sorry, I was enjoying a Friday night, but I can't help being a politician.
I was a little surprised when you asked him what he's accomplished as mayor. He failed to mention the city of Lakes Lopet, the ski race that was held a couple weeks ago.
I wonder how he's feeling.
Up and down Hennepin Avenue in Uptown.
I wonder how he's feeling about the fact that he's going to be the mayor who loses the Minnesota Vikings. Ouch. When they go to Blaine.
Well, the next time he misdials a phone number and gets on your show, you can ask him those questions.
Can you just get on KS95? Don't they play music anyway? What do you got, about 17 seconds?
Something.
Hi, Mayor Ryback. Thanks for checking in. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Ryback. Hi, everybody. Twin Cities. Hey, rock and roll! Okay, let's play the hits. I mean, what can you say? KS95 doesn't do talk, do they? They do a little morning thing, but...
No, they have little bits that they do occasionally with people who call in. Like, maybe perhaps the DJ would ask listeners to call in their most embarrassing love situation.
Notice he didn't call in and say, I got an email saying you wanted me to call. No, he called saying, I got an email saying I was mentioned.
That's what he said, all right.
Well, it's a wonderful city. They got a lot of big buildings, wonderful restaurants, a lot of people who enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. And then when you want to come back down to earth, just step across the river and, you know, we'll buy you a brat or something.
Okay, that was T.D. Mischke with the mayor of Minneapolis, R.T. Ryback, in one of the stranger calls in Mischke broadcast history. And just for those of you who are listening outstate or even other parts of the world, you should know that R.T. Ryback, he did win a second term this past November, and he continues to be the mayor of Minneapolis. So I guess those... always on the go, always taking care, making calls, even on a Friday night, always campaigning, worked out for him. And this next clip I want to play here is a call that came in just maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and it's a very interesting call. I'm not quite sure how to describe it, so I'm not even going to try because I think it might get me in trouble. We'll just let this one play, so sit back and enjoy.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, I was going to ask you, do you feel the same way as, I mean, is this just a job?
I mean,
seriously. What you do is the same as what I do. I mean, you have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a job.
I know, but you get to be creative and do what you want.
Right. It's a job. I never think of it as just a job, but it is a job. It's a good job.
I know. Well, bloody hell, I guess it would be.
Yeah. I've never done a job in my life that I hated. I don't know what that's like.
Well, you're a bloody lucky guy.
Or I just, maybe I'm not picky.
No, you're probably a genius, I guess.
No, because when I think of the jobs that I've had over the years, some of them have been jobs that other people wouldn't have liked. But I enjoyed them for the time I spent doing them.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
Well, I've done a lot of different things. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't enjoy being a roofer, but I enjoyed it. When I was a young man, I wouldn't enjoy it now.
No, right.
A lot of people wouldn't enjoy being a laborer on a construction site, but I enjoyed
right.
it. A lot of people...
A maid?
I wouldn't enjoy being a maid.
No?
Nope. No, I don't. No, I'm not good at cleaning. I'm not a deep cleaner. My wife and I often have this discussion. I'm good at seeing the big things, but I'm not a deep cleaner. Deep cleaner, I don't see the dust. What I do is see if the trash can is tipped over in the yard, but I don't see dust.
Well, you're lying hound. And you know what?
You know what's interesting? Your calls always involve calling me a liar. This is the second call where you called me a liar, and I haven't lied yet.
Well,
why do you do that? That's
well,
an annoying habit.
Hey, I don't mean I'm not.
But it's an annoying habit, and it's odd because in both cases, this time in the last call, you were wrong. I wasn't lying. I haven't lied yet.
No, you know, my mom was born in England, so it's bloody lying hound. And
no matter what, you're just a bloody lying hound, whether you tell the truth or not?
Right, right.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. All right.
Well,
all right.
I'm sorry.
In our family,
that.
We periodically called people.
My mom lived in four different countries, so.
Yeah. We had a weird thing in our family, too, and it was a term of endearment. It took people.
That is.
It took people a long time to figure it out, but when my mom would have people over, women over, she would say, "Get in here, you bitch." And so if I call you that during this conversation, it's meant really as sort of a loving sort of a buddy.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not meant to be.
No, it is not. It is not.
Look, my mom lived in England.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, you big bitch. I know exactly what you mean.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. What else? Go ahead, sorry. Bitch.
You bloody lying hound. I mean,
bitch.
That's all I ever heard.
I love
you. I can't help it.
Well,
you lived in England.
You're fun to talk to, you big cranky bitch.
Yeah, well, you big, cranky bastard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. You little peat-smelling monkey.
I'm sorry.
You little...
Yeah, well...
little tongue sleeve. You little road apple. Warthog,
yeah, right. Yeah,
lung sausage. Little what?
Little yeah.
Moon calf lunk
yeah,
luster.
Bloody bastard.
Yeah, I am. Carbuncle.
Hey, look what? I wish I would have a.
What?
I'd like to have a consequential conversation with you.
All right, let's plan one for Monday. You and I, Monday, how about 10:15?
In the morning?
No, p.m.
All right.
Okay, good. Talk to you then. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Thanks so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. The show is Kaputsky Finito. Adios. Have a wonderful weekend. And tonight, sleep well.